selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for the war, they shoot, they kill, they mass on parade, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, this God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force of air, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rape, they burn, the kids, no more leaks, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on the best little radio network online, UCY.TV, and I'm your host for the next hour. Today is getting near the end of the month, 30th of the month, and we'll soon be into April. And it snowed here for a little bit today. That really freaked me out. Saw some snowflakes coming down. And we don't want that. And I don't want all these immigrants either, or migrants. I think I'll take the snow first. Anyways, here's some good news from North Carolina. North Carolina repeals the LGBTQWXYZ bathroom law. Previous law required transgendered people to use a restroom that matches their birth gender. Oh, wait a minute here. What is this about? North Carolina Senate and House on Thursday approved a bill to retool a law banning transgendered people from using restrooms in accordance with their gender identities, hoping to bring back companies and sports leagues that had boycotted the state. However, civil rights advocates roundly criticized the compromise measure, and it was not immediately clear whether business and athletic leagues would reverse their boycotts of the southern state, whose law had been viewed as discriminating against transgendered people. Oh, God. Bathroom bill could cost North Carolina nearly $4 billion. Transgender bathroom rights access a hot U.S. political topic. Late on Wednesday, leaders of the Republican-dominated Senate and House of Representatives said they had reached a compromise with Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to scrap the year-old law requiring transgender people to use the bathroom corresponding with the sex on their birth certificate, the only one of its kind in the United States. In separate votes on Thursday, Senate then the House approved the measure to repeal that law. Cooper signed the new bill into law Thursday. The new law bars cities and school districts from enacting their own anti-discrimination rules for nearly 4 years, a compromise that drew harsh criticism from civil rights groups and advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or whatever else they're identifying themselves as today. Under the new law, transgender people are free to use the bathroom of their choice, but they also lack any recourse should any person, business, or state entity eject them. Replaces one discriminatory law with another. LGBTQ and civil rights activists in North Carolina are decrying a deal they say replaces one discriminatory law with another. Equality North Carolina Executive Director Chris Sergrove said Thursday that legal challenges may follow if state legislatures approve a measure or replacing House Bill 2. Said that the proposed legislation doesn't change the fact that the law excludes LGBTQ or G, whatever, people from the state anti-discrimination protections. He said if the General Assembly's Republican majority and the Democratic governor enact their negotiated deal, it will postpone LGBTQ protections for 4 years until local governments could be allowed to tackle challenge. In North Carolina, NAACP President Reverend William Barber said the new bill is convoluted and a furtherance of discrimination. Look it. I don't care what you do or how you feel or anything else. If you were born a male, use the male washroom. If you were born a female, use the female washroom. There is no other way to go about this. And it's not being discriminatory. It's just being normal. So all you lettered, gendered, abnormal people, get your act together, because you deserve no special rights over anybody else. And that's just the way it is. So suck it up. Quit being, I mean, you're the vast majority of you are the way you are because you were seduced into it by your teachers in school. Now the schools are getting into this super early sex education for very young children because the world they're trying to build for us is evil. And we have some clown up here in Canada who has something to do with children who says, a pedophile shouldn't be looked at as a criminal, but someone who needs some mental health. So it's not a criminal act to go and rape a 4-year-old, 5-year-old child. I mean, to pass the law here in Canada, bestiality is okie dokie. I guess that's for the goat herders that are moving into the country at a rapid rate. So maybe that's why the bestiality law is here in Canada. I mean, this is really going over the top now. And all the good men, women of our nations have got to stand up and say no. Now, I was looking for a story. I seen it on Facebook earlier today that somebody had apparently let off some kind of a homemade device in the legislature, no, in the courthouse in, I think it was Saskatchewan. And that's the one place. Let me see if I can't find this. I don't know why it's not here. It should be here. Let's see. What else is bad news here? CIBC Bank is eliminating up to 130 jobs in its Toronto finance department and sending the work to India. Brilliant. Brilliant. That dead, cold old corpse called Rockefeller must be just grinning. All of this crap that he's worked on his entire life. The upside is he's not around to watch it, but that means he's not around to watch us push it back. He's not going to be around to watch us take our nations back. But as soon as I find out where he's buried, we're going to put him on the piss on their graves tour. And deal with it from there. Well, let me go to Saskatchewan here and see if I can find out what's cooking. $1.8 million given to executive severances across Saskatchewan. Education Minister defends library cuts. Saskatchewan government confident Wall is not violating trade agreements by inviting Calgary companies. Now, Brad Wall is the premier of the province. Okay, here we are. I want to read this. Saskatoon police want the public to be aware but not afraid after courthouse bombing. This is not normally what would happen in this land they call Canada, but as they ramp up the chaos, and that's all it is chaos, out of chaos comes order, and trust me, the order that they're chasing, you don't want nothing to do with. So we're going to have to start pushing back. Anyways, the story goes, the Saskatoon Police Service is cautioning the public not to panic after an improvised explosive device was set off at the city's provincial courthouse Wednesday night. There were no injuries, but the exterior of the building was damaged. We want to encourage the public to be aware, but not afraid, said Saskatoon Sergeant Randy Hoosman. We would like them to be vigilant and report any suspicious activity. Well, let's see. That's Saskatoon's in Saskatchewan, so let's see. They would like you to be vigilant and report any suspicious activity. How about this for suspicious activity on the U.S.-Canadian border in Saskatchewan, where the police are helping the Islamic army, if you will, and that's what they are. They're the infantry. They're the UN globalist corporate infantry coming in to take down the nation states. And so I guess we should phone the police if we're going to be vigilant and say, hey, police, don't worry about the courthouse getting blown up. Why don't you stop helping these so-called migrants across the border, which, of course, is against the law to do, but you're doing it. Hussman stressed there was no links to international terrorism, but that the bomb in question was at the low end of the destructive spectrum. Many police units, from the bomb squad to canine units trained in finding explosives, have been mobilized to try to find the person responsible. Now, Hussman stressed there were no links to environmental terrorism. Well, how do you know that? That's what I love about newspapers. How would you know that? You haven't caught the guy. So you don't even know it was a guy. Could have been a girl, felt like a guy. Could have been a guy that felt like a girl. Could have been a guy or a girl that wasn't sure what the hell they were. But you don't know who it is. But yet you stress it's not linked to international terrorism. That's a pretty big statement with nothing to back it up. Let's see, for roughly half an hour, police picked blocked access to a bar located a block away after the explosion to identify any suspects who may have come into the establishment. Meanwhile, Saskatchewan's Ministry of Justice called the event very concerning, adding it will work with Saskatoon police to find who was responsible. The ministry said provincial courts will continue today at all points across Saskatchewan. The provincial government will review security to make sure all courts in Saskatchewan are safe. A huge bang. Engineer Scott Dempster was out with a friend playing Pokemon Go. Oh, sweet Jesus. All right, that's it. This world's had it. Engineer. The engineer. A freaking engineer. Scott Dempster was out with a friend playing Pokemon Go when he saw a small fire coming from the courthouse. He said he and his friend stopped to watch from across the street. Suddenly, they heard a loud bang and saw an explosion. But did they get Pokemon? That's the question. I thought we were just watching a small fire to make sure it didn't spread, he said. Then all of a sudden, there was a huge bang. Dempster's 12-year-old Shih Tzu cowered on his lap at the loud noise. He and his friend got out from their car to take a closer look, but kept their distance. I almost feel bad for this little Shih Tzu dog. Your owner is a engineer, and I've done work for engineers. They have broken brains. I really truly believe it. So here we have an engineer holding a little Shih Tzu who likes to play Pokemon Go in Saskatchewan. They called 911. Firefighters quickly arrived and extinguished the blaze. Police spoke to Dempster, his friend, and others who had gathered to watch the scene. He didn't see anyone fleeing the scene, but the fire was already burning when he arrived. It's not something you'd expect in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, he said. City Councilor Hillary Goh stumbled across the scene shortly after 11 p.m. while she was riding her bike home. She knew there was something odd when the car in front of her stopped in the street with its hazard lights on. The fire department arrived shortly afterwards. You could tell there was some significant damage to the front entrance of the building, she said. My initial thought was it kind of looked like somebody threw a mullet of cocktail through the front window. Well, she would know. I mean, she's a city councilor. She would know exactly what a Molotov cocktail would look like and the damage it would do. Go said there was a small fire outside the building, and when she arrived, it was quickly put down by firefighters. It just looked very puzzling, she said. It didn't look like an active fire in the sense that it was growing and existing inside the building in any major way. White powder scares in Saskatoon could be connected to the bomber. While the city has recently received a number of false white powder scares over the past several months that have shut down traffic and cost the city thousands of dollars, Go doesn't believe anyone should panic. I'm certainly concerned about seeing this kind of activity in our city, she said. My initial thoughts aren't that this is indicating some type sort of major thing that we need to be concerned about in any way that we haven't been before. Now, the reason this story kind of catches my eye is that I learned that engineers play Pokemon Go in Saskatoon. I learned that tonight, which I didn't know before. It's always good to know something more than you did the day before. But this is a kind of a particular spot. I forget what the population of the entire province of Saskatchewan is. I think it's 1.2 million people or something. But growing daily because the police are down at the border helping all the migrants across from the USA. But the weird part of this whole thing is that the premier of the province of Saskatchewan, Brad Wall, is also a Bilderberger. And so we have some of the most nefarious people running this country. They're all Marxists, every freaking last one of them. And they're all, I call them Satan's little helpers, because they're all implementing the UN globalist corporate agendas across our lands, and they should all. I don't really like violence, but the least we could do would be put them in the stocks and put them in the, you know, do a cross-country tour with each one of them, right? Take them to all the towns and cities, put them in the town halls, and sell rotten tomatoes, $5-10 a pop. And I'm pretty sure that if we did that, we took the premiers from each province, prime minister, the opposition party leaders of each of the parties, the Senate, and put them all in stocks and just moved them willy-nilly around the countryside, I would think at $5 or $10 a tomato, I'm pretty sure that we could probably pay off the federal debt pretty rapidly. Nobody really got hurt, right? And then after we're done with that, we'll just go and build a little tiny homes for them up north somewhere where they can't cause any more damage, and we'll fence it with I don't know what kind of fence, maybe a Trump fence, maybe a Vatican wall, and put them all in their little tiny homes, and leave them there. And then we go get our country back. So I don't know exactly who. Apparently was an international terrorist, according to the police chief, and he would know, because they have no idea who did it, but he would know that it was an international terrorist. Don't need international terrorists because we're growing our own. But they're all trained to be international terrorists, but inside our own land. So I guess that doesn't make them an international terrorist by some technicality. Now, what's up with, what else we got here? Let's see. Well, here's Brad again. Brad's a busy boy. So Brad Wall, the Bilderberg premier of Saskatchewan, is heading off to Washington for some trade deals. Premier Brad Wall will be meeting with U.S. politicians and senior administrators next week to promote trade and talk about energy. Wall said Thursday he'll be in the U.S. Capitol April 3rd to 6th. He'll meet Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Energy Secretary Rick Perry. I didn't know that. Rick Perry is the Energy Secretary? That's a boy from Texas, isn't it? He'll also talk with the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt. Wall said he will be discussing various trade-related topics, including energy, softwood lumber, and pipelines. Given that U.S. Donald Trump has given a boost to coal, it makes sense to talk about clean coal technology and Saskatchewan's carbon capture and sequestration project, Wall said. Obviously, we have a story to tell, Wall said. No meeting with Trump has yet been announced, but during the visit, Wall does expect to meet with senators and members of the House of Representatives. Wall will also deliver a keynote address on trade at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. The U.S. is Saskatchewan's largest customer, accounting for half of the province's exports in 2016. Last year, trade shipments were valued at $12.9 billion. At the same time, 83% of Saskatchewan's imports last year came from the U.S. So, it's really getting freaking bad. Peel Region, I don't know if I can find that story. Let me see if I can get that damn thing. In Peel Region, they had some parents went apeshit, I guess, on the school board about Islamic prayers in the school, in the public school. So I guess somewhere throughout that, somebody ripped up a Quran. And I guess the staff or the board members were busy putting it together and apologizing for the wicked actions of the concerned parents. About the ripping up, the ripping some of the pages out of a Quran or something. Let's see if I can find that. I'll be a happy camper. There's la di da di da di da. Okay, enough of Saskatchewan. Let's boot back on. Excuse me. Now let's boot it back here to Toronto. Toronto. Toronto police chief says highly potent form of pot called Shatter has been seized. Good for him. Now go close down Toronto and arrest yourself, Chief Mark Saunders. And I see over here in the sidebar, I see John Tory. Go arrest his ass and arrest your ass for thumbing your nose at federal immigration law by making Toronto a sanctuary city for all of the migrants to flow into, of which the good people of Toronto, who are barely keeping their heads above water for the most part, will be on the hook for the housing, food, education, clothing, cars, yada, 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 of these migrants that want us all dead. So, Saunders, I don't give a shit about your highly potent form of pot being seized. Seize yourself. Lock yourself up. But before you do that, go get John Tory, go get the Toronto Council, and then once you've locked them all up, lock up all of your officers except one, because he'll be the guy turning the key from outside, and make sure he's fired immediately thereafter. And lock yourselves up, and we'll build you some little tiny houses up north with the politicians, and the whole damn works he is can live together, and the rest of us will deal with this nation ourselves. It's amazing, you know, what the news that I was running across on Facebook, most of it don't seem to be showing up here in the mainstream media. I wonder why that is. Let's see. I don't have anything like that in this paper. This is so pathetic. You know, if one of our forefathers landed in here right now and picked up a newspaper and started reading it, I wouldn't even let him have the TV because, well, I want a forefather that was several generations ago who had a paper to read, and that'd be about it. And drop some papers in their lap and let them read it and get their reaction. I would really be interested in that. How will we know when police, how will we know when the police have earned their way back to Toronto Pride? Story by Robin Urbach. So the police, because of Black Lives Matter, being pissed off at the police or something, the police were then banned from the Pride, the LGBTQ Pride Parade, which every politician attends now with a big stupid smile on their face. And so the Toronto police have to earn their way back in order that they can participate in the Gay Pride Parade. Now, why in the hell are the City Police of Toronto, first of all, being part of the Pride Parade, and then sucking up to Black Lives Matter and the Pride people in order that they too can march side by each with the Pride contingent? Now, I would think once our forefather got over what the hell the word pride meant now, which has not the same meaning that it would have had for him or her, would be going, what the hell is going on here? Welcome to Babylon, my good old forefather. Welcome to Babylon. Pride Toronto responds with disappointment to councillors who want to deny it funding. The new director of Pride Toronto has responded after news that some city councillors are trying to deny the organization city funding because of its decision to exclude the Toronto Police Services from this year's celebration. So, Black Lives Matter has thrown a wrench into the Pride Parade, which excludes the Toronto Police from being part of the Pride Parade. And now the Pride people are going back to Toronto saying they're disappointed that even though we threw out your police and they can't participate in the Pride Parade, we still expect money from you. These are the young communists. And nobody tells anybody to piss off. You know? This is freaking nuts, man. Huh. Future of Toronto's so-called cube houses in question. The hell are you talking about, a cube house? By day, Martin Trainer is a CBC News video producer, but when he's not at work, he lives in a green cube on Sunridge Avenue, complete with an office space, 1.5 bedrooms, a kitchen, and a bathroom. What's a 1.5 bedrooms? I don't know what that is exactly. Oh, I gotta go look at this for a quick second. This is like Bizarro World. Everybody should live in cubes, Trainer said. It's a great way to live. It's fun, it's functional, there's lots of stairs. But it's good for your exercise. The structure was built in 96 by architect Ben Kootner and his partner Jeff Brown. It was inspired by Dutch architect cube houses built in Rotterdam in the 80s. The land, which was once considered marginal when the original developer put the cubes up, is now considered very valuable if you look at what's happening in this neighborhood, Trainer said. That area is home to the Pan American Athletes Village, which is now a mixed-use community with retail condominiums and George Brown College for student residents. Yeah, this is good. We should all live in a cube. They're fantastic. Have a cube. Pick your cube. Decide which cube you'd like. I think there's green ones and yellow ones. And, you know, this brings me back to that Pete Seeger song, Little Houses, Little Boxes. And he was quite the communist. It's just getting retarded. Nothing that matters is being dealt with. Everything that doesn't matter is front and center. And that should tell everybody something. Oh, is this the... maybe this is the story. How dare you say these hateful things? Question mark. Woman takes on Islamophobia at school board meeting. Police cleared meeting after interruptions and pages ripped from Quran over prayer space issue. A Toronto area woman who confronted a group of people shouting Islamophobic comments at a Peel District School Board meeting told CBC News, that's the Communist Broadcasting Corporation here, news that the energy in the room that night was explosive and sick. Christina Dixon, who grew up in the Peel region and has a child who goes to school in the district, can be seen in videos on last Wednesday's meeting standing and shouting, "Shame on you," at a man who is ripping pages out of a Quran. The meeting, which was eventually cleared by police, was interrupted from its regular agenda, excuse me, by attendees deriding Islam in protest of a 20-year policy allowing Muslim students space to pray in Peel schools on Fridays. Dixon, who works as an actress and activist, said she attempted to keep calm but found the comments being yelled out too objectionable. Okay, so we have a Christina Dixon, who works as an actress and activist. Okay, so obviously she's been communitized or communitarianized or communistized or Sovietized, but whatever. She's a lunatic. They started yelling shame at the school board. I heard someone yell, "This is a Christian country." It was a combination of hearing all those different things and the rage and the anger with which it was being said that inspired me to stand up, she explained. Oh. At one point, Dixon rose to her feet and shouted, "How dare you say these hateful things? I've lived in the Peel region for most of my life," she explained. Later, "I never would have expected this kind of rhetoric and anger and hatred and ignorance. I never would have expected in our community to this extent." Ooh. Now, Dixon looks like somebody from Black Lives Matter, but who knows? She's obviously been to university. She's obviously been brainwashed. She's obviously dumber than a box of rocks. And she's obviously a communist or a Marxist. And so she doesn't see... She's one of these assholes, you know, that with the banners going, you know, "Welcome to Canada, my wonderful Islamic migrant. Come take my house, because I'm an idiot." Peel District School Board Chair Janet McDonald told CBC Toronto last week that a vocal group has been attending school board meetings for the last 2 months or so, specifically to make it known they are against Muslim prayer in the schools, adding the board has since begun bringing police officers to meetings for security. I guess the board doesn't get it, do they? McDougall has also said the board will no longer allow questions or presentations related to religious accommodations at the meetings. In other words, we kicked the Christian prayer out of the schools, and out of the legislature and out of the council chambers, and we made a void or a vacuum which needs to be filled, so we're filling it with Islam, and we're bringing the police, and you will not be allowed to discuss this particular subject. To that I say what you mean what you say, and if you offend someone, well, I guess you're having a good day, and if they don't like it, well, they can just walk the hell away. Syed, I am a University of Toronto student who filmed portions of the meeting on his cell phone, said he was moved by seeing Dixon stand up for his community. She said she was the only one in the room at the time who was defending me and my faith, said I am, who is Muslim. She really flipped the game by having that kind of courage. I am, who attended Gordon Graydon Secondary School in Peel Region and benefited from the religious accommodation for all 4 of my years there, said he's shocked and dismayed to see pushback against what has always been a non-controversial policy. This is not where I grew up. I grew up in a society where everybody was accepting of each other, he told CBC Toronto. Emboldened by Dixon, IMM said he turned off his camera when it ran out of space to record and got into a back and forth with a man who was making offensive statements about Islam. "If she wasn't there, I wouldn't have said anything at all," he said. "It really only does take one person to stand up against a number of bigots and racists." After the meeting was cleared, Dixon gave IMM a big activist, actress hug and apologized, even though there was nothing she did that was wrong, he said. The temperature has been rising over time. Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Crombie told CBC News on Tuesday that she would like to resume or reassure residents like I'm Am and Dixon that the reaction we have seen does not reflect our community, because we don't recognize anybody except for Marxists and infantry who are here to destroy the nation. The Mississauga I know is a vibrant, diverse city, she continued, adding that she felt that it was a small, vocal group of residents that aren't necessarily organized that are behind the disruptions. Brampton Mayor Linda Jeffrey agreed, calling diversity one of the great strengths of our community, and we got to thank the Jews for that. No, I put that in myself. The temperature has been rising over time on this issue, but it's not what I see on the ground, she said. I see us come together when bad things happen. Jeffrey also put out a statement earlier this month underlining that the Ontario Human Rights Code mandates religious accommodation and expressing concern over the fear-mongering and outright falsehoods she has seen circulating. The issue has also caught the attention of provincial politicians. Last Thursday, Ontario Ministry for Education and Child Pedophilia and Youth Services, the LGBTQ services, Mitzi Hunter and Michael Couture released a joint statement decrying the fact that hate continues to spread even in the most diverse regions of our province. Hate continues to spread. No, that's not hate. That's people waking up to the nefarious bullshit that's being shoved down their throat by you satanic UN globalist corporate puppets who just happen to be sitting in the seats of power across this nation, and every single one of you should realistically be strung up. But again, I don't want violence. So, you know, if we could probably put a hell of a pile of people to work in this country at decent wages and just building stocks in which to put these people into and drag them into the town square and pitch tomatoes at them or whatever. An online petition calling for the end of religious accommodation in Peel schools put out by a group called Religion Out of Public Schools has attracted upwards of 5,800 signatures, but the group, which goes by ROOPS for short, said it had representatives present but had nothing to do with the disruptions. We strongly condemn the act of hatred and what transpired, wrote Gaythery Lyre, who identified herself as a member of Rope's team in an email to CBC. Constable Mark Fisher from the Peel Regional Police said the incidents that took place at the meeting were investigated and that the force's diversity relations unit the diversity relations unit was utilized. Holy crap, but no charges were laid. This is really pathetic. Make no mistake, folks, this is World War III. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And meanwhile, over on the corporate side, we have, this is just what they did to Russia when the wall came down. They gutted the place, they privatized the place. And the politicians and the friends of the politicians and the corporate boys all got filthy rich picking the bones of Russia. Make no mistake about it. And it's exactly what they're doing here in the West now, because the game is, one, destruction of nation states, and two, the corporatization of each of the nations. In other words, as Rockefeller said, something has to take the place of government, and business seems to be the obvious entity to do it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And we are being crushed without a shot being fired. And that has to be brought to a stop. Bombardier is under fire for $32.6 million U.S. given to executives while taking government cash. Bombardier is being slammed for its sense of entitlement after awarding $32.6 million U.S. to senior executives, even as it laid off thousands of workers and sought government aid. The payout represents an increase of nearly 50% for its top five executive and board chairman compared to 2015. At the very least, it demonstrates a rather incredible sense of entitlement. Here's a company that basically went begging to the province and the federal government for money, saying that if you don't give us all this money, we're going to lay off all these workers. The federal government issued a $372.5 million loan last month for the C-Series and Global 700 programs, while the province recently poured $1 billion U.S. into the C-Series program in exchange for a 49.5% stake. The government's pension fund manager also bought a 30% stake in the company's railway division for $1.5 billion. On Thursday, Prime Minister Tinkerbell Trudeau, I'm a communist feminist a-hole from hell, stood by his government's decision to put money into Bombardier. I mean, why not? I mean, this dickweed, this spawn of his father, Pierre, communist. I mean, before the election, Justin dumped in $785 million or whatever into the global fund. Oh, yay, yay. Sent and said by the media to help fight AIDS and tuberculosis and malaria and all these things in the third world because, well, hell, it's our duty. And then when you find out where the money out of the global fund's going, you see a direct line to the Clinton Foundation. And if that don't piss off the people of this nation, I don't know what will, because you're on the hook for it at interest. And the same thing with this nonsense. Baskin told CBC Montreal's Daybreak that it was the federal civil servant who negotiated the terms of the agreement with Bombardier. He would have said, please don't embarrass us by raising your pay by 50% after giving you all this money, but I guess nobody thought of that. Last year, Alan Bellmare got paid $9.5 million U.S., up from $6.4 million a year earlier. His annual bonus almost doubled to $2.36 million U.S. So that's that takes him up to, what is that, a little over $8.5 million for his yearly salary. While we have people here in this province and this country who are living without electricity because of that particular sell-off scam, of which those executives are filling their pockets with major amounts of money, while the seniors are living in the dark and the cold. We need to pick it up, people. Bombardier announced cuts, job cuts totaling 14,500 positions worldwide over the last 2 years as it tries to regain its financial footing. The company caught its loss to $9.81 million last year, down from $5.3 billion in 2015. The head of Quebec's Institute for Governance of Private and Public Organizations, also harshly critical of Bombardier. He went even further than Baskin, saying the executive salary increases are unacceptable and should be reversed. But they won't be. They might get back a half million, but when you're making $8 million, what's a half a million in spare change? Let's see. Trudeau and Couillard, the Prime Minister of Quebec, Premier of Quebec, tried to deflect questions about the payout, saying the company and shareholders are ultimately the ones affected. Yeah, they all get rich. And the poor son of a bitch that's out looking for a job is paying for it. poor son of a bitch who works his tail off all year and forgets to put a note or a number on his income tax can bet they're going to swoop down on him or her and give them the worst time of their lives as they extract every nickel and dime out of your pocket they possibly can, either legally or illegally, through intimidation and lies and that, while these big companies are being forked over hordes of cash to spread around to their buddies, and you're on the hook. See how this works out? We're in the bankrupt the country stage right now, because that's part of the satanic globalist UN corporate agendas, is to put so much debt in personal debt and provincial and federal debt that we end up bankrupt again, and all of our resources will end up in the hands of those that started the UN and their buddies. Anyways, it's getting right bloody. I don't know how much longer people can put up with this. I don't know. Really how long this can continue. Now here's a picture again. These are executives. Our innovation minister, I gotta put this in. I mean, I don't know what it's like stateside, but this is getting bloody ridiculous. The head of the military here, the minister of, I don't know what it is, minister of what would that be? Military, whatever. Wears a turban. The minister of immigration is a Muslim. This here guy, the innovation minister, who's part of this group that fired out all this money to Bombardier, is wearing a turban. Now, I and all the people who forefathers came here, none of them that I am aware of, I didn't have any friends when I was a kid wearing a turban. I didn't have any friends who had families that had prayer mats that were praying in the middle of the street five times a frickin' day. I had pretty much a white European background, but we have a Muslim for a mayor in Calgary, Alberta. How the hell does this happen? Like, Calgary's got to be kicking. I don't know how big Calgary is now. I haven't lived there for a very, very long time, but I don't know if it's 600,000 or creeping on a million. It must be creeping on a million by now. So you get like call it 800,000. I don't know how big it is. Somewhere in between there and there. But, Alberta, for the most part, was a white, non-union, hardworking bunch of people. When I lived in Calgary, all I seen was white people. And I'm thinking to myself, how much has Calgary changed since I was there? How in the hell does a town like Calgary, Alberta, end up with a Muslim for a mayor? And they are getting in all over the place, every level, from municipal, provincial, and federal levels. Well, I got to keep telling people, you're going to have to put your $100 down and run. Because if you don't run, these people are going to keep on gaining positions as per plan. Then they become the legislative body. They don't even have to be the legislative body, because because the politicians are all on side on this. They're all a bunch of communist skunks. But they will be the ones writing the bills. And they will be writing the bills for their opportunities, not yours. And that is how you're going to end up with Sharia law. This idea of asking these satanic dickweeds and sending, I get petitions sent to me all the time. You sign this petition? No, I won't. Because protesting and petitions simply tell the government, the CEO and the board of directors, that we have no intentions of doing anything. Oh yeah, we'll write some petitions, and we'll tell you we're not happy, but that's as far as we plan on going. And they know that. I mean, it absolutely boggles the mind that people would fill out a petition. And I think we ought to get a branding iron. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Get a branding iron, just like in the old days. And we'll just get a little brand, a little satanic, Satan logo. It's a little Satan logo brand. Okay? And every one of these suckers, we'll vet them out. And every one of these suckers that is implementing or supporting these UN globalist corporate world order agendas, we'll just put a little brand right between their frickin' eyeballs so that we know who we're looking at. And I don't think that's a bad idea, because these people are working desperately hard to bring our nations down and hand it over to these amoral little satanic puppets at the expense of everyone else in the nation. Now, they make up a very, very, very tiny portion of the population, these people do. Yet we're sitting back allowing these SOBs not just to destroy our futures, but to destroy the futures of everyone that comes after us. And we ain't got nowhere to go to. Our forefathers had the new world to go to try to get restarted in freedom and law, not in slavery and legal, and build a new life. But the lawyers showed up and they ran them out, and they'd come back and they'd run them out, and eventually they got a foothold in. And over the years, we've become enslaved and trapped as well. They had somewhere else to go to start a new life. We don't. There's nowhere left to go. It's just like in that freaking thing, 1984, when the girlfriend says to Winston, "Why don't we just get out of here and go somewhere else?" And Winston says, "Where?" She goes, "Anywhere." And he said, "Everywhere is the same." Now, we better understand that. We either push these clowns out, we sweep our nations clean, and anybody that's not thinking like we're thinking has got to go. If we fail to do that, we lose. And I have no intention of losing. Have a good night, everybody. We're out of time. Saturday. So buying time, killing radio. People next in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face.
You are listening to UCY.